Alan Alda's Why Not to Vote for Trump listicle. Racism, misogyny, attacks on free press, cruelty to children, voter suppression. By David Engie on October 30, 2020. You can't vote if you're dead, writes MASH star Alan Alda in an op-ed for the far-left Washington Post. The actor urged people to vote for science and against President Donald Trump, accusing the president of behaving deceitfully when it comes to the coronavirus. The actor also called the president a racist and a misogynist. In the op-ed, titled Alan Alda, I Cannot Remain Silent as Trump Rejects Science and Endangers Lives, the actor said that he rarely airs his political opinions but added that the combination of the election and the coronavirus pandemic tipped him over the edge. What has finally done it for me is something even more fundamental. You can't vote if you're dead, he wrote. Someone you know who hasn't thought it necessary to vote might decide to cast a ballot, Alda added. I hope they'll vote for science. I hope they'll vote for life. The Emmy-winning Hollywood star implied that President Trump is personally responsible for all the COVID-19 deaths in the country. Trump's deceitful assurances that COVID-19 is nothing to worry about have laid untold debt at the feet of this president, he wrote. The actor fails to mention that politicians on both sides of the spectrum have downplayed the virus at various points, including Joe Biden, who used the words hysteria, xenophobia in reaction to President Trump's travel ban on China, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, who encouraged people to visit San Francisco's Chinatown in February. In his op-ed, Alda dismissed the pursuit of herd immunity, which is when a large portion of the population becomes immune to the disease, thereby protecting others, saying that it is a minority view that has been discredited by scientists. The actor also launched personal attacks at the president, evoking Trump's racism, his misogyny, his attack on the free press, his unspeakable cruelty to children, grabbing them from their parents and then forgetting to return them. Alda doesn't mention that many children who illegally cross the border do so not with their parents, but with human smugglers, or coyotes, who often abandon the minors in their care. Follow David NG on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.